We're going to begin in Carrboro, where a Hillsboro man has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run case from last week. 29-year-old Zachary Peoples was struck and killed last Monday by the Willow Creek Shopping Center on Jones Ferry Road. The driver fled, but Carrboro police were able to identify the vehicle with evidence gathered at the scene. Now, 32-year-old Matthew Haar faces felony hit-and-run charges. He's currently being held in the Orange County Detention Center. The investigation is still ongoing, and Carrboro police want to hear from you if you have any additional information. Another local resident also died in a different fatal crash that happened over the weekend. ABC 11 reporting 32-year-old Davis Inugo was killed in a head-on collision in Sanford Saturday night. He was a medical resident in ophthalmology at UNC. Well, yesterday was Earth Day, and Governor Roy Cooper marked the occasion in Raleigh by announcing $156 million in new federal funds for solar energy initiatives across the state. Meanwhile, on campus, UNC student organizations gathered for an Earth Day event hosted by SEEK, the Student Environmental Action Coalition. The purpose was to highlight some eco-friendly initiatives already ongoing at UNC and also to push for even more, including additional steps to eliminate single-use plastics. Organizer Ember Penny told us about one proposal to revive a COVID-era program to improve recycling in campus labs.
Personally, I work in a research lab on campus, and we go through so much plastic with pipette tips and gloves and everything in between. It's just not biodegradable, and it can be. There's no more glove recycling program. They don't recycle the styrofoam, and everything gets sent to the landfill pretty much. And so that's one of our sort of demands for this demonstration, is that they provide more funding for the UNC Green Labs program so we can divert as much waste as possible from going to landfills. And right now they do have a glove recycling program for the educational labs on campus, particularly the chemistry labs like Chem 101. So that's great, but we would love to extend that to the research labs, because that's, I mean, we're one of the best public research universities in the country, and yet all of our plastic is getting sent to the landfill. So we'd love to reinstate funding for the UNC Green Labs program.
That's Ember Penny speaking there. Students are also calling for glove recycling programs in UNC's research facilities and more biodegradable plastics at UNC athletic events. That Earth Day event was yesterday, but Friday was also a very big day on campus as UNC Health cut the ribbon on a new 7-story surgical tower that's getting ready to open soon. 97.9 The Kill's Brighton McConnell got the chance to take an early look inside that brand new building.
26 operating rooms with 59 pre- and post-operative suites, 80 ICU beds, and 15 observation beds, all within 375,000 square feet of a $425 million building. Those are just some of the numbers around the North Carolina Surgical Hospital, the latest addition to the UNC Hospital's campus in Chapel Hill. Dozens of people were some of the first to visit on Friday as the healthcare system opened the tower to allow people to see the expanded operating spaces. The building will soon be where almost all of the surgical operations at UNC hospitals take place and will offer expanded critical care services to the campus. Since surgeries are often when patients are most vulnerable, UNC Health leaders stressed the variety of ways their care will be advanced with the new hospital. From the updated medical spaces to designing rooms with North Carolina scenery and themes, UNC Hospital's Janet Hadar said she hopes the setting will offer families, quote, a sense of peace and respite, while giving the talented staff a place that complements their expertise.
In a place like UNC Hospital's, quaternary care is where we really focus. And in order to do that, we've got to be able to have space that can accommodate modern technology and equipment. We have IT systems in here that we've never been able to have before. It'll enhance the learning of all of our medical residents and training, and really for all the clinical disciplines.
Dr. Caprice Greenberg, the chair of UNC's Department of Surgery, agreed and expanded on this during her comments. While only having arrived at UNC about 2 years ago, she said she understands the importance of having the tower up and running. Several nationally renowned programs will now have even better resources to be on the cutting edge of their operations and patient care, according to Greenberg.
this state-of-the-art facility has built-in equipment that really allows us to take some of our marquee programs to the next level in terms of our vascular surgery, our different cross-disciplinary programs.
Those upgrades will make a difference for the current staff, which Greenberg said are beginning to see the space themselves. She said with the challenges in healthcare over the COVID-19 pandemic and facing staff shortages, having the surgical tower come online will be a helpful boost to those employees. It will also require UNC hospitals to boost its employee numbers. Greenberg said about 500 people will regularly work in the North Carolina Surgical Hospital, representing a 100-person increase. Hadar acknowledged the facility as a recruiting tool to the campus, saying the efforts to fill those open roles are going smoothly.
We're already seeing the results of our efforts. We started recruiting several months ago, and the response has been tremendous, which we're really excited about. And just yesterday, we had an open house for all of our teammates and medical staff. And just the excitement in the voices, the morale was lifted already. So we're just delighted to be able to offer this to them.
The North Carolina Surgical Hospital is the largest addition to the UNC Hospital's footprint since the Chapel Hill site was constructed in 1952. With that modern construction came some disruption, not just to the hospital campus, but to the surrounding area of UNC and the town. UNC Health CEO Dr. Wesley Burks thanked the local stakeholders on Friday for their support across the more than 5 years it took for the surgical center to be actualized.
A project this large could not have been done without a lot of disruption to your life. Traffic and parking and walking across the street and how you walked around the building. The grace and elegance, your patience and flexibility in the last 5-plus years has been amazing. So sincerely, thank you for what you've done.
The North Carolina Surgical Hospital is still getting some finishing touches on some floors, and Greenberg said staff are continuing to run simulations to bring patients from other areas of the hospital campus to the new building. UNC Health projects the facility to be welcoming patients for operations by mid-July. You can find photos from Friday's ceremony on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Over to Hillsboro now, where an extended dispute appears to have been resolved. News and Observer first to report the Hillsboro Hogs youth hockey team has officially worked out a deal to continue playing at the Orange County Sportsplex. Posting on social media, Sportsplex officials said they worked with the mediator and the county manager's office to hammer out final details. And finally, back in Carrboro, the town council meets tonight at 7 with an agenda that includes a discussion of whether to reallocate federal COVID relief funds to support a pair of affordable housing proposals. Council members will also hold a public hearing on a proposal to amend the town's land use ordinance to relax some rules for cafes and to allow additional residential density in some parts of town. Get a link to the full agenda on our website, chapelboro.com. And visit Chapelboro for more local news as well, including our full obituary for Josh Rowdy Rousey, a celebrated local hip-hop artist and ambassador who died last week at the age of just 32. Rowdy was our spotlight artist on Live and Local last night as well. 6:20 now, time for sports, brought to this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Big congratulations first to the Tar Heel men's golf team, ACC champions for the first time in nearly two decades after back-to-back wins yesterday over Wake Forest and Florida State in the conference semis and finals. It's the 12th ACC title in team history, but their first since 2006, and that one was shared with Georgia Tech, so this is their first outright championship since the mid-90s. Carolina will host NCAA regional action next month. Tournament field will be announced on Friday. Moving on to Tar Heel football, where Inside Carolina reports junior running back Omarion Hampton and senior defensive end Cayman Rucker have signed deals with UNC's NIL collective, Heels for Life. That's significant because the spring transfer portal is currently open, so that deal effectively guarantees Hampton and Rucker will stay in Chapel Hill next season. In the meantime, head coach Mac Brown says he's actively looking for new players to bring in through that transfer portal. He had this to say on Monday.
What you do is you look for the best players available. And if somebody comes in the portal that's really, really good, that likes us, and it's at that position, you'd look at it. But that's just what you do. It's the portal's expensive now with players. So it's everybody says, why don't they get that one? Well, give us more money. You check your NIL budget that you're spending, and you can second guess me more. But I think that's the biggest thing. We're if we see a great player at just about any position that's interested in us, and it would usually have to be somebody from around here, it would usually have to be somebody we recruited, because we're not going to get that guy that looks at the five that are spending all the money. Every time it's coming up, I always look to see who they're looking at. And I said, nope, not us. But that's the truth. It's facts, and that's okay. That's what we're doing.
That's Mac Brown speaking there. Transfer portal is open through the end of the month. Back on the field, two Carolina teams are in action tonight. First, Tar Heel baseball back home after dropping 2 of 3 at NC State over the weekend. They're down 4 spots to number 15 in the D1 baseball rankings, but still in first place in the conference standings. Their win on Saturday made them the first team in the league to lock up a spot in the ACC tournament. Heels are hosting Gardner-Webb tonight at 6. We'll have that game for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Tar Heel softball also plays tonight. They host ECU at 5 o'clock in Anderson Stadium. And the Durham Bulls are back home this week hosting Scranton. Today's series opener is a midday game starting at 11. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes came back from 3 goals down to beat the Islanders 5-3 last night. They're now up 2-0 in their first round playoff series. Game 3 will be Thursday night at New York. And finally, in the courtroom, another development in the ongoing legal battle between the ACC and Florida State. A judge in Tallahassee is sending the two sides to mediation to try to work out some deal. Florida State is trying to leave the conference without having to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in exit fees and penalties.